ever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives. Blood relatives.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. After starting off by reciting this durood, we do encourage me, myself first and the viewers to again to be reminded about the importance of the durood, sending salutation upon our master. It being mentioned in one of the hadith that the one who sent durood 10 times upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal shower that particular person with 100 mercies and blessings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, would like to welcome you back, of course, by the grace and the fadl of Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal, to this auspicious discussion, or this auspicious topic rather, wherein we are talking about family matters. Today we are going to talk about something very, very interesting, that is the importance of family in Islam. The importance of family in Islam. How does Islam value and views the family relationship? By the way, what is family relationship? What is its actual terminology which Islam did use to express the meaning of the family? To say family, it's an English word, of course. So what weddings do we found in Islam, or do we find in Islam, which explain or which direct and point to family? The word family in Islam, it is coming from arham, which is the plural of rahim. Rahim, that is the word which is used for family. Subhanallah. There is a very important point which I want to mention and to elaborate and to elucify here. The word rahim, linguistically, it means the womb. Womb of the mother is called rahim. So family, the word family in Islam is the same word the womb is being used. The womb. Rahim. So it shows that the importance of ties. Yeah, because originally, all these family people, they will be connected what? Due to originating from a single person. So the word womb here is being used. And not only that, it is being further explained that the word rahim, it is also have to do with rahmah, which means mercy. To be mercy. Rahim. So the people who share the same ties, they must be merciful to one another. Not only that, viewers of Madani Channel, it is being mentioned in the hadith, inshallah we shall go on to it, because today we are being further more to discuss on the importance of the family in Islam. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said that he did derive this name from one of his attributes. One of his attributes, which is Rahmah, which is Ar-Rahman, this one of his best attributes, which you find most of the time, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal singled this attribute in many a time. Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa kana bil mu'minina rahima. This is very, very important. So this famous, very attribute of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal derived the name of the family tie. It is called Rahim in Arabic, family tie. And not only that, now, if we read in Islamic literature, both in the Nusus, the text of the Quran and the text of the Hadith, we hear what? Swilatu arham, to maintain that family ties. Not only that only. It doesn't talk about only family ties. It goes on and talk about the maintaining of that. This is some of the things which said, let us shed a light and put it back in the dhihin, in the mind of the viewers, that they need to understand that the topic, the subject which we are talking about, is not something which we need to take it lightly. Viewers of Madani Channel, after saying so, without wasting much of your time, allow us to go now straight to the point of discussion, what is the importance of family ties in Islam. What is it? How is it emphasized? How is it mentioned? Being the case, if we open the Quran, we will find that Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, has taken upon himself that whenever he mentioned his rights, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, when he mentioned about his rights, immediately what will come next is the right of the family. Just check in many, many verses, you find that the right of the mother and the father is being, put in the context. But nevertheless, all this have got to do with the family. Sometimes you mention the right of the family directly, and sometimes you singlify that of the father and the mother, the parents. Why? Because the mother and the parents, these are, as we did mention in the previous episode, these are the immediate family. So Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalla, sometimes he did single out the parents, and sometimes he did mention it. This is the siyaq, yani the way the Quran is flowing, the way the Quran is mentioning the facts unto us. We find that sometimes you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning his rights, then what follow next? The rights of the parents. Sometimes what follow next? The rights of the family, the rights of the kingsmanship, the rights of the ties, the relatives. It's very, very important. We need to understand. So this type of verse is, we will see that sometimes it comes as the family, sometimes as the parents. But what we need to understand, all this, it will go back to the single asl, the importance of the family. Viewers of Madani Channel, allow us to explore some of those verses, not all of them, because this discussion or a single topic or this single episode, I cannot do justice to all the verses. But inshallah, we shall try to mention here and there, some of the here and there, so that we can try to have a brief picture on how does Sharia view and value the family ties. So the first verse, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is telling us that, remember when I took the covenant of the children of Israel, Bani Israel, al-mithaq, yani the covenant between Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal and between the Bani Israel. What was that sacred covenant which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took between himself and the Bani Israel? Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal then explains to us in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 83, wherein Rabbul Izzat al Jalal did said, لا تعبدون إلا الله. Number one, that they must not worship anything besides Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. That was the first pledge for that covenant. Then what comes next, viewers of Madani Channel? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to do good to the parents. Viewers of Madani Channel, as you can see from it, that as we have said earlier on, as we have hinted earlier on, that whenever Allah Almighty did mention his rights, what follow next is the rights of who? Now look, the parents here in particular, in this verse in particular, the parents. He said that, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to do good, ihsan, the word ihsan, the righteous of highest order, the good without no any defects, ihsan. Then who follow next? وَذِلْ قُرْبَى. And the people, the immediate relatives. And a qurba, it means yani, those people who are qareeb, who are next in as far as this immediate relationship is concerned. And the parents, and then who follows next after the parents? Your brothers, your sisters, that is the siblings, and it start to penetrate, bring, you know, close to close and to close to close. But the point is being derived here that Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal did mention the fact that the rights of the family is very important. Not only that, Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal also did mention in Surah Al-Baqarah, this time verse 215, they can be paused, they can ask you, Al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are they supposed to spend? And whom are they going to spend on?
قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ.
Now tell them that for whatever they spend, let it be solely, yani, these people to be directed, that it should be from the parents, they should give them priority, and also the people of their relationship. Just look at how it's being valued. The people of your relationship, it's not been taken lightly. And Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in Surah An-Nisa, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Again, the right of Allah SWT is being mentioned. First of all, worship Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal and don't associate partners with Allah SWT. You need to worship, solely worship Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal and don't associate partners with Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal.
وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا
وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى. And upon the parents, you need to exercise righteousness, the parents, both of them, two of them, the mother and the father, alike. And who next? And the al-qurba, the people of relationship, the family ties. Just see viewers of Madani Channel, how important the family ties is in Islam. Not only that, there is the verses wherein in the whole world, the ulama, in particular the khatib, when he recite the khutbah, in particular the second khutbah, he does so, he conclude with what? They are the verses which we normally, we will recite and from Surah An-Nahl. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَلِإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined and commanded people to be just. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal command justice. People need to be just. وَلِإِحْسَانِ and that good. And to be good. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, He command with justice. He command people to be just and to be righteous. And what is the third command there? وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. And to spend on the kinsmanship. To spend. إِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. To spend on the kinsmanship. To join, to spend all this to together in the same package. Viewers of Madani Channel, we can go on and go on. These are the verses of the Quran. Lot of them. We won't finish them, as I said, in a single majlis. We need a lot of time to exercise. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us to understand. Just have got to take a Nurul Irfan, sit with it, try to follow all this. You go even to the index. They will show you the list of the verses which talk about the family and try to read one by one and just see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words which Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will be using to express the importance of the family unity and the family tie. From amongst those verses is Surah Al-Isra, wherein Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. Listen to this one. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal has declared, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ, your Lord has declared. It is being said in the Holy Quran, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, that you should not worship anyone except Him. He declared that. It's a declaration. You need to abide by this. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Then who follow next? And upon the parents, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal declared that the children must do ihsan. They must do good upon the parents. This is to show the importance of family. The family unit, how is it bonded? How is it made? How is it going to be? May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us to understand. This is some of the verse wherein Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal mentioned. Now, from this verse, as I said, I won't finish all of them. Allow me just now to take one verse which is be a wake-up caller to everybody. This verse, we want to call it a wake-up caller to everybody, so that we can start to take a relationship seriously. You see, in Islam, there are two types of punishing the sin. there is adab, then there is la'ana. Adab is a punishment, and la'ana now is now a higher form of punishment. La'ana, it means to be cursed. And adab, when Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal will, He will either forgive you. But la'ana, this one here, you'll be cursed forever. This is to be cursed. Now, it's something which is serious. When you talk about la'ana, la'anatullah, the curse of Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. There are certain actions, if you do those actions, you end up getting la'ana, the curse of Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. From among is those things, viewers of Madani Channel, it is to cut the relationship. To cut the relationship. You end up having la'ana of Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. I did mention earlier on that when Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal did created, finish to perfect the creation, Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal, He explained vividly that Ar-Rahim itself, the womb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did give it the name from among His attribute. The one who cut from it is cutting away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also there's this hadith that he won't enter into Jannah. La yadakhul Jannah. Who? The one who cut the tires. He will cut himself away from Jannah. He won't enter into Jannah. Viewers of Madani Channel, we did mention a lot from the Quran. Now allow us now to go a little bit in the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the seerah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to listen the explanation also, the enhancement of us to understand this better. A man called Ibn Yabasa, in seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learned that Ibn Yabasa, when he heard that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam openly started to preach the risala openly, it reached this man called Ibn Yabas. Ibn Yabasa, when he heard about it, he said, I said to myself, let me go to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try to ask him what is it all about. That time he was not Ibn Yabasa, he did go generally to ask the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he asked him that, ma anta, what are you? What are you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, ana nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Ana nabi, I am a nabi. Then this man, you see, if you don't know, and he's just being a word being said unto you, he did ask, waman nabi? Who is a nabi? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to cut the long story short, he had the time to explain to him that a nabi, yani the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was sent al-mahbub, yani Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal did send him with a risala. Then again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained to him that in this risala, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal enjoined him with two things, that he need to inform the people two things. Number one, that they should worship Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal and not the idols. Then secondly, they should maintain the tires. Viewers of Madani Channel, early stages of Islam. And the tires are being put in high priority. Not only that, we again, if we read in Sirah, we hear at the time when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu to migrate to Abyssinia, he did go there and meet the Najashi. So An-Najashi did ask Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did represent the Muslim that time. Ja'far stood up and explained about Islam. Then from among them, he did explain the Islam and recited some few verses. And An-Najashi then asked him that, what is it that your religion is teaching? What is it that your religion is teaching? And Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on us two things. Number one, that we should worship Allah Almighty. Then secondly, we should maintain the relationships. We should maintain the relationship. Not only that, again, when Abu Sufyan did go to Heraclius, to Rome that time, to Heraclius. And Heraclius, that time Abu Sufyan, he was not yet in the fold of Islam. Abu Sufyan, they asked Abu Sufyan about the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That time Abu Sufyan was not representing Islam. He was representing from the other side. He was not coming and representing Islam, that said. So just take from this way that an enemy who is speaking something against. And what did he explain? he did say that that is the religion which is emphasizing two things. The worshipping of Allah Almighty, then again maintaining the kingship, maintaining the family. You look again in the seerah, you will see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whomsoever happened to, alhamdulillah, to be associated in the Mubarak family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be it through rida, yani fostership, yani foster mothers and foster brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to maintain even these extended family relationships. Halima as-Sa'adiyya, due to the fact that she fostered the, she was the foster mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever disrespected Halima Sa'adiyya. There was the time where there was drought. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent some provision to Halima Sa'adiyya. The fact that he suckled Halima Sa'adiyya. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us to understand these are the things which we need to look with the divine eye, not only with the eye of the spirituality. We do say so that let it be a wake up call for those people who say, this one is my cousin. No, I won't. No, this one is this. It is the matter that, you know what, you never selected the family members who are in your family. So treat them alike. Show the goodness of Islam. We did mention some of this. Let us just try to conclude with some of the hadith which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did mention. From, of course, the first khutbah the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave when he entered Yathrib. That time it was called Yathrib, not yet Medina. Due to the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Yathrib, it was now changed the name now to Madinatul Munawwara, because it was the presence of the Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam which made that city to be Munawwara. That time it was called Yathrib. Nevertheless, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the khutbah. From amongst them, he told that people, afshu salam, spread salam, spread its salam. At'imu ta'am, give food, feed the people. And then what? And join the ties, and join the family relationship. If you do those so, tadkhuluna al-jannah bisalam, you'll enter Jannah with salam. Not only that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then also mentioned that the one who believe in Allah, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, and the last day, the one who firmly believe, not who claim, there's difference between claiming and to really mean it. If you really mean it, that you believe in Allah in the last day, we see the tamara, the fruits from your actions. Actions speak louder than words. What you do, فَلْيَكُلِ لَخَيْرَ أَوِلْ يَسْمُتْ, let him speak what is good, or let him rather keep quiet in the dunya. Then what must he do? Let him respect his neighbor. He need to respect his neighbor. Then what must he do? He need to maintain his family ties. All these are from amongst the sayings, the teachings from the Holy Quran, of course, and secondly, from the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What about the Sahaba? I don't have time. We are about to terminate. Let me just mention the two noble Sahaba. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, you need to learn even genealogy, the entire family tree, so that you need to know whom people you connect and those people whom you do not connect. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was respected. Why? Because he was from amongst the Arab who used to know the lineage and the genealogy. He used to tell that this one belonged to this and this one belonged to this. Due to this fact that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was well known and was well respected and honored from amongst the Arabs. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla Almighty to bless one and all, and to make us, of course, to connect and to maintain the relationship and to stay in peace as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did orders us. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make it be it a source of usefulness. And I encourage the viewers that if you happen to learn some madani pearl in this short discourse, pass it to the other person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Whoever wants
wants to increase his risk and to live a long life, should order ties with his blood relatives.